This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, buddy, it's Rick and Eva. We're just thinking about maybe evacuating because we've been on the edge of it for a long time, and we might have a mandatory evacuation here within the next hour, so we might be on the road. And we're going to come see you. Thanks. Call me.
That was Rick Rossovich. That was a bona fide phone call. They were in Ojai. There was a fire. And Rick and Eva Rossovich are now living in Sweden, where she's from originally, and both kids have joined them. So, bit of trivia for Top Gun Slider. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, economist Mark Schneep. Interest rates, inflation. Did the Fed act too quickly? And what does 2025 look like? What do you look like? Don't forget, on my website, on the podcast page, there's a link where you can check your title in Santa Barbara County. It's very easy. I do it every week. Put in my name, click the link. In less than 10 seconds, I confirm there's been no recent activity. Also on the podcast site is the link for the property tax postponement program, senior citizens, blind or disabled persons. And it's available from October 1st to February 10th. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. First, been tracking the median price of what's pending, what's in escrow. Snapshot in time for the week ending. Let's see, where are we? 39th week for the week ending September 27th, 2024. There were 69 listings in escrow. And going back 25 weeks, you have to go back, I don't have them numbered, but about 20 weeks ago, we had 76 listings in escrow, and that was the highest in the last 25 weeks, usually in the 60s, and 69, and the median price, $2,250,000 for the 69 listings in escrow. Now, a few weeks ago, it was 2.6, 2.5, 2.5. Dropped to $2,250,000 because we had 14 sales that closed median price $2,682,000. So the higher-end properties that were pending last week are no longer. And what's even more fascinating is that the $2,250,000 of the 69 listings that are in escrow, single family, is the same year-to-date median sales price, $2,250,000. And not only that, the median sales price year-to-date for the last 2 years was $2,250,000. So three in a row on the 39th week of the year, you have the same median sales price. We came close in 2017 and 2018 when the median sales price year-to-date was $1,278,000 and $1,275,000. And then in 2014, 15, and 16, it was $1,200,000, $1,155,000, and $1,200,000. I don't have it in front of me, but I know 2005, 6, and 7, the median price was also clustered. But we have the trifecta, three in a row, 3 years in a row, 22, 23, 24. First 39 weeks of the year, the median sales price, $2,250,000. And as Brian Richards would say, nobody cares. The number of sales per week, year to date, first 39 weeks of the year, 15 per week, which is 10.8% higher number of sales than last year, year to date, when it was 13.54 per week. But that was 27.5% fewer number sales comparing 23 to 22 when we were averaging 18.66 sales per week again for the first 39 weeks of the year. The first 6 months of 2024, we averaged 15.42 sales per week. So generally, at least going back to 2022, the first 6 months and the second 6 months, fewer sales in the second 6 months. 2023 was an anomaly. It was, at one time, there was identical number of sales, 13.23 sales for the first 6 months and for the second 6 months. And then in February of 2024, someone put in a sale from June of 2023 and ruined the symmetry. So the first 6 months of 2023 is slightly higher by a scotch. Okay. Days on market, year to date, 13 is the median number of days on market. That means of the 585 sales, half were on the market for 13 days or fewer, and half above. The average was 45. That's throwing in all the outliers. Last year, year-to-date, the median sale, days on market was 11.5. And the average was 34, lower. 2022, the median days on market was 9. Average 26. So, creeping up almost 2 days per year in the median days on market from 2022. 23 to 24. 2021, it was 12 median days on market, which is right there in the last 3 years. 2020, though, it was 20 median days on market. In 2019, it was 26 was the median days on market. So flying off the shelf, as they say in the supermarket business. And for some reason, I'll occasionally have a stat of without Montecito, and then sometimes without Montecito and Hope Ranch, which I should have always done. I don't understand why I just took out Montecito. You got to take out Hope Ranch too. Those are high-end homes. On the plus side, Hope Ranch is smaller, and there's, you know, very few sales in comparison to Montecito. So you get something out of this. Year to date without Montecito, median price, $2 million. Again, $2,250,000, including Montecito. Montecito alone, $5.9 million year-to-date median price, which is 10.3% higher than last year's Montecito only, $5,350,000. Number of sales almost the same for the first 39 weeks of the year. Year-to-date, 95 sales in Montecito, 96 sales last year. Debris flow, 93. And everything else, you're, you know, over 100, close to 200. And Bob's your uncle. Without Montecito, $2 million. Last year, $1,950,000. Year before that, $1,975,000, $1,635,000, $1,003,000, $1,002,000, $1,002,000 approximately, $1,135,000. In 2017, the first 39 weeks of the year, the median price without Montecito, $1,135,000. Today, $2 million. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with economist Mark Schneep. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.